Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. Happy Reformation Sunday. We're glad that you're here, gathered to be encouraged by our worship here this morning and to glorify God and His greatness for us. It's also a good excuse to wear that red sweater that you have hidden in your closet, or that dress. More significantly, Reformation Sunday is that time in which we recognize that we can rest and we can be calmed in life because of what Jesus has done for us. If Luther did anything for the church in general, it was that he cleared away all the excess teaching, all the excess happenings in the church, and he cleared the way so that Jesus' voice and Jesus' teaching could clearly come through to the people. And we pray that there would be many reformations, not just this year, but down the road, that more and more we'd clear the path so that Jesus can speak clearly to us and those that we love. So it is a day to celebrate. There are some announcements to share before we begin our service here this morning. First off, I just want to thank everyone who served in my absence and stepped up and played roles. There were many different people that did that. We were gone last week. Alicia's still away, so you're not going to see her this morning. She was at the Michigan-Notre Dame football game last night. So if you saw all the rain, yeah, she was there. I have no sympathy for her, though, because she went to the game. She's going to be back here around 1 o'clock here this afternoon. But I did want to thank Vicar Dollar for leading the church service last week and for his leadership here, and the elders who pitched in and helped out, and for the blood drive. We got a great response from the community, another record blood drive this last week, so it was fantastic. A couple notes. Next Sunday is another special Sunday in the church here. That is the recognition of the saints, those who have passed on in the faith before us. If you have someone that you would like recognized with the ringing of the bell and for a prayer, please let Callie know that name by Wednesday of this week. We will have a special time in our service next week to recognize those who have passed on and died in the faith next Sunday. And then also one last note too, next week is the first Sunday in the month. We offer a healing service here in the sanctuary at 9 a.m. If you would like to come, we all need healing. Anyone who comes, it doesn't mean that one person needs healing and nobody else does. Every person in the church here needs healing of some kind. And what that means is we're uplifting our concerns to God with the elders and the pastor and the vicar present, so it's a great blessing. It's the first Sunday, always at 9 a.m. That's next Sunday. I think that's all I have for announcements. Oh, I guess one last important announcement. Next Saturday is daylight saving time. Right up there, excellent. So move your clocks back, okay? You don't want anyone like, you know, I don't know, Debbie and Dan Johnson, they make fun of people that show up late. You know, we don't want any of that. We want you showing up on time. Debbie would never do that. Neither would Dan. Other announcements to share here this morning. Jannie?
Good morning. The bazaar is really closing in on us. I'd like to draw attention to your bulletin. There's lots of nice announcements in here and good reminders of the dates of items that we would like to have when and where. Also, a cry for help in a couple different areas. I would love to have a couple guys help us get the goods down from the attic Sunday the 3rd, close to the end of fellowship if we could. And also men to help us at around 3:15 or so, the day of the sale, November 9th, to help us tear down and get the room prepared for fellowship the following Sunday. The raffle ticket is for the quilts going well. It's hanging on the wall. I hope you've all seen it by now. The tickets are $5 and they will run through Saturday. Like to give a big thank you for everybody that's already participated. And so I have room available to help the day of the sale, mostly in the afternoon. If you want me, I'm the one with the gray hair.
Well, I am here with an important message, and this is regarding the cookie jar for the bazaar. I have sign-up sheets, and we could still use some more cookies for the cookie jar the day of the bazaar. Last year, we sold over 100 dozen, and I don't think we have quite that many, committed to yet. So I'd like to do at least that well this year. I will leave these sign-up sheets on the table in the narthex, and so feel free to stop by and offer some cookies for that day. Thank you.
Excellent. A couple other fantastic items to share about our service today. At the conclusion of our service, we are going to have a special prayer. You'll see that in your bulletin there. That prayer is a prayer of birthday blessing for Ethel Post today. After the service, we then get to have cake in Ethel's honor out in the fellowship hall. The Ladies Guild has provided that cake, so that's fantastic. There is a basket for cards for Ethel that's out in the narthex, I believe, that's placed out there. It's on the table? Yep. All right, excellent. And then also we have a special fellowship as well, so you'll want to take part at the conclusion of the service to head on over there and see all the goodies that have been prepared for us today. This morning we're going to start with a processional this morning, and to do so, notice in the worship that the verses are going to be sung between congregation and choir, so you'll want to pay attention to that. You don't want to sing out when the choir should be singing. I just want to highlight that. And as we sing this opening song, it is a powerful one, A Mighty Fortress is Our God. I'm going to ask the congregation to rise as we start our worship.